I've seen instances where business owners, and some of you might be business owners, say that Facebook ads or Google ads does not work for their business. And they base this assumption or opinion on their own experience. And some are valid, most are not. And in this particular episode, I'm going to take you through why Facebook ads or Google ads is not working for your business and what you can do to make sure that you're generating a ton of leads and getting a good return on ad spend from your advertising campaign. See you guys in a few seconds.
Welcome to the Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast helping aspiring entrepreneurs level up their marketing. Here's your host, Augustine. Let the class begin.
Hey guys, and welcome back to yet another episode on the Marketing Podcast, digital marketing tips and insights. And like I mentioned in the intro, we're going to talk about how you can make advertisement on Meta, that is Instagram and Facebook, and on Google work for your business and generate for you a ton of leads and help you get a very good return on ad spend. And some of the reasons why you're not getting the results that you want. And one of the things that I tweeted yesterday regarding advertising, one tip that I put out on Twitter was that you cannot treat advertising as an option. You cannot treat advertising as a by the way. You cannot treat advertising as a side quest in your business. And this is based off, you know, personal experience from, you know, clients I've worked with and, you know, things we've seen. And most of the time is we treat advertising as being sick. You know, it's only when we're sick that we decide to go to, you know, to the doctor, right? It's only when you have a toothache that you decide to book an appointment with your dentist, but it's recommended that you go for checkups. And that's the same principle when it comes to advertising. What we tend to see is that sometimes you get clients who come in desperation, who really want to advertise, but they come in times when a business is not really working well for them, right? And that's when they decide to contact, you know, an ad expert, you know, an ad agency, and they really want to toss their last coin with you and, you know, throw it out there and see what works. And sometimes, you know, they might hire an ad expert or an ad agency, or sometimes they might try to do it on their own. And what usually ends up happening is most times is it becomes a gamble, one. And then number two, the campaigns don't really run well based on the fact that if your business is having a problem with cash flow, meaning you probably don't have disposable income or a budget for advertising, advertising won't have a proper budget or, you know, enough budget. And when advertising doesn't have the right kind of budget, what ends up happening is you might generate leads, but you end up generating, you know, low-hanging fruits when it comes to your lead generation. Now, these are leads that, you know, are not really you know, ideal for your business, are not really, you know, keen on buying, etc. So they're not really high quality or not really high converting. And if they do, you know, they're not, you know, the kind of leads that you want. And that comes from a problem with cash flow, right? You're going to advertising or you want to advertise where there is a problem. And one of the recommendations that you should consider is, you know, treating advertising as part of your core business development and lead generation. Most businesses tend to refer on on-ground marketing and referrals, but that sometimes is not sustainable. And now when it comes to advertising, you need to have a proper budget for that. Look at, you know, some of the big companies that we have that have been, you know, in existence for, you know, for quite some time, they do have a budget, you know, a yearly budget. Whether, you know, during the year, their, you know, sales are really high, revenues really high, it doesn't really matter. They still keep on advertising and working on their lead generation, brand awareness, and all these things that affect their bottom line in the business. And the same concept, the same principle is what you need to have, is that advertising is something that should be done all year long, right? There should be a specified budget for that, and not just doing it when, you know, lead generation is not working out. Maybe there's a huge churn rate when it comes to, your, you know, your clients, and you don't have a very good, you know, referral system or any other, you know, form of marketing. Advertising, you know, needs to have a budget and needs to be incorporated as part of your whole marketing strategy, marketing concept, whether that's, you know, by your marketing director, or, you know, heads of operation, VP of marketing, whoever is in charge of marketing in your organization. That needs, you know, advertising needs to have its own budget and incorporated together with marketing and sales and your overall, you know, business plan, you know, business strategy, etc. Right? And, you know, once you start thinking of advertising that way, you'll start, you know, getting, you know, better results when it comes to advertising. Because one of the things that you need to realize is, if you have a budget, meaning you have a budget to experiment, and advertising needs a lot of, you know, experimenting, you know, A/B testing different creatives, you know, testing different ad copies, seeing what, you know, what message resonates to your audience, testing different, you know, landing pages, testing different automations. So you need to have, you know, budget to, in order to test, you know, what works and what doesn't. And if you don't have a budget for that, meaning you're just going for direct conversions, you know, you're going for your purchases, you know, targeting like really cold audience, and you've not really tested out a lot, so you might be, you know, targeting a lot of junk in the process, getting a lot of junk leads in the process, and, you know, getting a very bad return on ad spend. So advertising, like I've said, needs to have its own budget, and needs to be something that you do all year long, not only when business is down, but throughout the year, so that you can be able to see the results of that. And that's one of the reasons, or the key reasons, why most of you tend to see that, you know, advertising doesn't work for your business, doesn't work for you, or you've had a very bad experience, is because you are treating it as a gamble, as this thing that is supposed to fix your lead generation, you know, in 24 hours, in 1 week, in 1 month, when that's not really, you know, the case. Anyway, Black Friday is fast approaching. If you're looking to advertise your products or your services with us, make sure to send us an email, hello@savadigital.io, and we'll look into your products, your business, and the services you have to offer, and see how we can work together and help you generate more sales and more leads. But until then, see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marketing Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, class dismissed.